Okay, now it's late May, as we know, and the better weather is prompting honeybees to swarm. Swarming is their natural means of reproduction, splitting the colony into two. It is a perfectly natural event, and swarming bees mean us no harm. However, it is best to take precautions and keep children and animals away from swarms, as honeybees can get defensive with many bees stinging the same target. So please give them space and respect, and contact an expert if you see a swarm in your property in the coming weeks. Stephen Gallagher is founder of swarms.ie, an emergency team for swarming bees, and he joins us in the studio now. Hello, Stephen. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks for being so patient. So tell us all, please.
So swarms.ie is 999 for bees. We aim to prevent bees from dying and prevent them from ending up in your property where they can be expensive to remove. We started in 2018. And we've saved somewhere in the region of 30 to 50 million honeybees. And we advise on other pollinators such as bumblebees, wasps, and whatever else anybody's worried about. You saw on the radio recently, or you saw in the media, you had a big scare with the Asian hornet, this invasive species that's coming from France originally. They look a lot like a wasp's nest in the early stages. So if you do spot a wasp-looking nest and you're not sure what it is, you can feel free to contact swarms.ie on Facebook, and you can just send us a picture and we will look at it and determine if it is more than likely a wasp. Hopefully it's a wasp, but if it's something more serious, then we'll get onto the right teams that need to be involved, as it is an invasive species and we need to keep on top of it, basically.
I know when people contact you, they must be in a state of panic because normally it's an emergency. Up until now, people haven't known what to do when they find bees swarming like this. They're obviously very worried about them. So obviously this emergency service is a very good idea. What should people do when they do come across a swarm? Is it, you know...
Panic.
Well, I think that's... I'm sure that's what happens.
No, but you're not supposed to panic.
You're not supposed to panic. What should they do?
Yeah, just keep distance. And just get onto us, Swarm City, on Facebook. Take a picture. Send us your air code. Give us your phone number. I should have somebody down before the hour is out. So yeah, we're pretty fast. The fastest I've had someone in the car is 6 minutes from getting an email. So it's kind of like the idea that we're almost faster than the actual 999 service, but obviously totally different pressures. So when you see the swarm, they could land on, say, a branch in your garden. They could be there for an hour. They could be there for 3 days. What they're doing is they have scouts that have been sent off and they're looking for a place to go. Usually it's a hollow of a tree, but those aren't as common as they used to be. What is really common is cavities in the roof that don't have insulation. If they find a small enough hole to get in, and that's about 40 litres in capacity, they're going to move in. So the goal for swarms.ie is that we get someone down when they're easy to remove. So if they're under a table on your patio, it's just a box under, kind of knock them in, wait, they all go into the box, and then we take them away, rehome them. But if we don't get there in time, it's chimneys, it's roofs, it's stonework. And then the cost of doing that properly gets ridiculous. The hardship on people gets ridiculous.
Are you charging anything for this service?
Swarm.ie is completely free.
Okay.
So the beekeepers are going, well, the beekeepers are doing all the work.
But they want the bees, don't they?
They want the bees. So
that's their payback, in effect.
That's their payback. So the altruistic goal as well is that there is certain diseases in honeybees. All species of animal have different diseases. But what seems to happen is the ones that get left in the roof get left there for a long time.
Hmm.
And a certain disease that they have knocks out that colony, and then other local bees will come along and rob their honey, and then they bring
their honey. Well, how do they do that?
Well, they go in and just take it. So robbing
take
is
it and what? Carry it away with them?
Yeah. They just go in, suck it out, pull it back with them. It's quite a natural mechanism. So if they find any free value, especially in the last week where honey, like a lot of bees across the country are very low on stores, they got up a good bit of spring honey, but they've eaten through it in the last 2 weeks because their brood numbers have exploded. So that now they're kind of desperate with all the weather being so bad. So if they can find a spot with honey for an hour's worth of sun, they're going to steal it. Like, but then problems come with
it. Don't think of bees stealing honey. It sounds ridiculous. I mean, is there ever fisticuffs? I was talking to Niall about fisticuffs earlier on. I mean, do the bees ever come to blows? I mean, presumably there's bees in the colony when the other crowd arrive.
Yeah, so they'll attack a weaker colony. And then they basically just overcome it. And
but how do they overcome it?
So if the colony is in a weakened state, they won't have as many, say, guards. They have different kind of castes, I suppose, jobs in the beehive. And if, say, the door is too big, too many outside bees can get in and just get around their guard or guards.
But they don't kill each other.
They can fight, but it's more than likely to just overpower them and just get through, and then they just give up.
You were saying, yeah, Aina.
Yeah, I was saying a couple of things that I was trying to ask you, because first of all, I mean, are there many swarms? Is a colony swarming not due to bad management by the beekeeper, in the sense that what happens is the colony gets too big and the queen comes out and the old queen says, hump this for a game of soldiers, and goes off with her cronies in the swarm, leaving the new queen in place. So properly managed beehives, the actual beekeeper makes more space, manages the queens, and this doesn't happen. And that's the first question. And the second question then is to do with disease. Now, are you talking about the varroa mite, or what kind of diseases are you speaking? So the first question is then, why do bees swarm? We have very few wild colonies left because of disease and varroa mite. So most of our colonies are owned by beekeepers. So why are they swarming?
Well, just from the evidence I've never caught a swarm that's ever had a marked queen. So a marked queen is one that's been managed by a human, that they've put a mark on the back, a bit like the fly suggestion earlier on. So if I had found a queen with a mark on it, that would tell me that that belonged to a human or was managed by a human. I've never seen evidence myself personally of any of these ever coming from humans. It's the non-human managed colonies that are swarming. Okay, beginners tend to lose a lot of swarms because it's hard enough the first year or two to be able to, say, manage the colony, split it in two, or give more space, or doing it at the right time. But I would reckon there's probably a lot more wild colonies than we thought. The idea was that they all got wiped out with varroa in 2013-2014 was a terrible year for Irish bees. But it seems like they're kind of rebounding to an extent. So there is an awful lot of colonies in the country that are in, say, people's houses. I'd say there's probably a couple of thousand. And then on your second question, what's damaging the bees? Varroa is a problem, but it's being managed by humans. There's other diseases.
The mice, yeah.
The mice is a vector of problems, so it weakens the colony, and then other things can kind of take foothold. But there are other problems other than varroa. But varroa isn't as bad as we thought it was, potentially. It's manageable.
And I know that
the other diseases then are bacterial diseases then that are carried along.
Yes.
I remember years ago, Philip McCabe telling us about Boyne Valley honey down in County Louth where he lived, and Boyne Valley honey, bottled honey or from other sources and what have you. And the bees discovered that they could go into where the bottling place was and take the honey and bring it back. And he said he couldn't believe all the honey he was getting above in Termin Fechan, but the bees were actually taking it from the Boyne Valley factory in Drogheda until they discovered in Drogheda that they were losing half their honey, and Philip was having heaps of honey altogether. So they will absolutely take honey from other places. They just fill up with what there is and bring it away. So obviously if you're going to be having swarms that need honey and they can get into a weaker place, that's just what they will do. So a swarm of honey, and then of course the other thing about the bees is that they can last forever, because once you get a nest in, the swarm goes away, leaving that nest in situ. So the nest is always maintained by the new queen coming out, not by the old queen. I remember a big shed down in County Louth that my brother went up on a forklift truck away up to the top of one of these Keenel of Bagnallstown sheds, and there was 100 weight of honey in it. It had been there for 20 years and it was an enormous, enormous place full of honey indeed. So it's a continuing thing. It doesn't, like the wasp's nest, end up every year. The old queen dies and the wasp's nest is gone too. But this is not the case with the bees. The bees' nests go on and on and on, and that's why you have to get rid of them if they're in your roof.
Pretty much, yeah, because you'll have, even if they, say, die off or they swarm away or whatever happens to them, the spot itself is like daft for bees. Some other bee will find it and they will move in. So we have to solve the problem and clean up the cavity and close it up so that they don't return.
So what are you saying to our listeners today? If they have a problem, if they spot a swarm, it's been a little bit late, we know that. I mean, it should be already happening, but yes, this is the time of year when bees start to swarm. So if they notice a swarm, and if they're worried and they're concerned, again, remind them, what should they do?
So go to swarms.ie on the internet or swarms.ie on Facebook. And if you contact the page or the website, we should have somebody local down to you, one person from 650 across the country, within probably an hour, to prevent it from going somewhere you don't want it to end up.
Stephen, that's fantastic. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Very much appreciated. It's great to have somebody live in studio on the first day back. So thank you very much indeed. Our email is mooney@rte.ie, or you can text 51551.
Take a look at our website, rte.ie/mooney.